time for our tune-in program. And joining us on the line is Dr. Haley Ralph with OSF St. Luke Medical Center. And Dr. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Let's talk about the COVID-19 clinics. Up until recently, the Henry and Stark County Health Department have been the only ones really holding clinics, but now OSF is starting to do it as well.
That's correct, Sean. So we've had a really great relationship with Henry Stark County Public Health Department and their Emergency Operations Center. They were very well equipped and prepared to manage large-scale vaccination clinics, especially with that initial group that was eligible, that, you know, patients over 65 or patients with underlying health conditions and the frontline healthcare workers. So they could manage early on there, dispending 400 to 600 doses in a short amount of time, which is what we needed at the time for sure. But now that the state and much of the country has moved over to a much higher supply of the COVID-19 vaccines, production has gotten ramped up. There's more supplies. They've hit an all-time high. So now OSF Healthcare is in a position that we can try to reach people who were not initially eligible earlier on, or for whatever reason weren't able to get vaccinated earlier. So now we have that capability.
Hmm. So tell us about the clinics that OSF has coming up.
So we have effective and safe vaccines available. COVID-19, it continues to spread in our communities, causing serious and life-threatening complications. We've had actually an influx. We've been noticing, just like much of the state, that we've had locally in the community some positive cases here again. So please, if you have not been vaccinated, there's no reason to wait. Evidence is in with millions of doses that have been given. There have been a few reports of very few rare serious complications, but we are primarily working with right now Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they have, based on the data that we've seen, pretty well-established safety data thus far. And those are the types of vaccines that we've been given at OSF Healthcare. We do have some vaccine clinics coming up, at least three of them, for first dose of the Moderna vaccine clinic. And our first one actually is tomorrow, April 27th.
Okay.
And we do have openings for that vaccine clinic. I just checked before I called here today. So we do have several openings. And anyone who is over the age of 18 and older, they're able to go ahead and get scheduled for those. So our upcoming vaccine clinic is actually Tuesday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Friday, May 7th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Friday, May 14th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then I just wanted to add that the second doses will be scheduled at that very first initial vaccine appointment, and they will coincide exactly 4 weeks to the date following the individual's first dose.
Good to know. So where do people go to schedule an appointment?
So you can either schedule online, going to osfhealthcare.org/vaccine. And after you sign up that way, you get a confirmation code. It's generated in an email or a text with a unique link to your to schedule your appointment. Or you can also call to schedule your vaccine appointment at 309-852-7700.
Now, do you have to be an OSF patient to get an appointment?
No, you do not. So there's no requirement to live in Henry or Stark County at this point, and you do not have to be an OSF patient. So anyone is welcome. Anyone who works in Illinois is eligible to receive the vaccine through OSF Healthcare.
Good to know. Now, we've heard that you're having some hard time filling the appointments. Can you talk about this?
Absolutely. So we have had some difficulty. You know, we've been doing a lot of outreach. It's been very time consuming to do that. We've been calling hundreds and hundreds of patients to help them schedule an appointment. In many cases, you can imagine if we're calling, you know, throughout the day, maybe they're gone, they're at work, whatever, they're not at home. So we have been leaving messages either by voicemail or on the machine, encouraging patients to make those appointments if they have not already been vaccinated. And our clinic site manager, Holly Gustafson-Hicks, she said some of the calls she's been making, about 10 to 20% of our patients she's able to reach, have been deferring the vaccine for now. We believe this is for a variety of reasons why they want to wait. And then she said another 5% she reaches are just have just been flat out refusing the vaccine. And then there are several other people who have already received it, either through their local county health department or through their employer. So you can imagine that ends up being a lot of extra work behind the scenes here.
Yeah, I imagine. Of course, so the question then is, what kind of concerns are people having about getting the vaccination?
Some are still concerned that the vaccine was developed so quickly. They're not sure if it was tested for long enough before being approved. To that, I explained that vaccines we are using, Moderna and Pfizer, they use technology that was developed actually in the 1990s. It's been used successfully without significant complications. They actually, you know, from my understanding and my reading, they've been kind of using this to help develop like a Zika vaccine. If you can remember, Zika virus was kind of all in the news, you know, the few years prior to the pandemic, and they were using this technology to develop that. When the pandemic happened, I think it got pushed through quickly because we were able to just kind of switch gears and devote all of our resources to developing a vaccine so that people aren't getting sick from COVID-19 from this virus. And actually, that's a really great testament to the scientific community and all their hard work that they were able to do and to do it quickly because that was needed. So additionally, you know, we continue to get data on side effects from the millions right now that have been vaccinated. And we've averaged about 3 million shots a day for the past 2 weeks in the U.S. And so far, those surveillance reports, you know, we had people who were initially in those studies over 6 months ago. Those surveillance reports are coming back now, 6 months later even, and those people have not shown anything concerning long-term so far, and nothing concerning with Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. We are actually, it was exciting news this past week. The CDC was actually kind of making a push towards approving the vaccine for pregnant women. So we're getting new data as that's coming in too. And one of those studies kind of came out last week saying that they evaluated over 35,000 vaccinated women who were pregnant and showed no more complications from the number that are typically seen among the general population of pregnant women. So that's actually very exciting because we are always concerned about them as a high-risk group as well.
Absolutely. Now, do you think some of the hesitancy that people are having has to do with the recent issues with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Yeah, that's possible. You know, I think some people had some of these hesitancies before we even had this information come out from Johnson & Johnson. But you have to remember, when we're looking at the data here, we're talking about six cases out of millions. I mean, I think it was over 6 million or so of people who got vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, and only six of those people had side effects from it that, you know, they wanted to kind of halt that for the time being. You know, and I think that just shows the kind of scrutiny and safety precautions that the federal government is taking. And I really applaud them for that. Although I think a lot of us on our side of things, you know, a lot of physicians, we've talked about this together. And, you know, there are a lot of other factors that can be had to develop a blood clot. You know, for example, a lot of those six cases had other comorbidities such as obesity, or they were on birth control pills, you know, those types of things. So everything here, you just have to kind of weigh your cost and benefit ratio. So I will also remind patients and people out there that getting COVID-19 infection can dramatically also increase your risk of getting a blood clot. So again, if you look at that cost and benefit there, and when it comes to getting a vaccine, you know, and then make a decision that's right for you. But the risks of getting the infection itself far, far outweigh the benefits there. So, and again, every day there's over 3 million people that are getting the vaccine. So this helps kind of prove that and debunk that, in my opinion.
Absolutely. We're down to about a minute, but I understand that some OSF healthcare hospitals are near capacity.
Yes, that's true. And that's very frustrating. We're seeing a slowdown in first dose appointments in the entire region, and there are appointments available everywhere. At the same time, people seem to be kind of relaxing their approach to vaccination and those mitigations. Perhaps either they feel that those are who are more at risk are vaccinated already and they don't need to worry about the hospitals and staffing issues. But again, our daily positivity rate is still among the highest in the U.S. And we've also set inpatient admission records within OSF hospitals in our region. And that includes OSF Healthcare St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. So what that means is that patients we would typically send there in Peoria for complicated or specialty care have been being held in our local hospitals.
All right. So can you tell us any more about who is getting COVID-19 and what you're seeing in hospitals throughout the region?
So still the current demographic right now is about the 40-year-old to 60-year-old population who are becoming ill from this virus. So that's about 10 years younger than what we earlier saw in the pandemic. And we do have a more transmissible form of the virus. That UK variant is the dominant form in Illinois right now. And so therefore, this virus is spreading faster even among younger people who don't have underlying conditions or who are not yet vaccinated. We do know that the vaccine is effective against that UK strain, but we unfortunately still need more people to get vaccinated to prevent the continued community spread so that we can reach what's called herd immunity. And we want to be able to care for all of our patients, including the person who just had a motor vehicle accident, the person who had a serious onset of disease like a heart attack or a stroke, and the person who needs surgery. So when we're being overwhelmed in the hospitals with patients who are ill from COVID-19 patients, especially those hospitals that serve as our regional hub, that can really have an impact on our ability to serve everyone who comes to us for care.